Theron was pleased to discover that, like the passenger seats in the rear of the shuttle, the chairs in the cockpit adjusted themselves to provide maximum comfort and support. That would come in handy for the long flight to Zyost.
There are many possibilities I have not yet ruled out. The Emperor may be dead. He may be in hiding, or he may never have existed at all. At least not in any true sense of the word.
Haven't heard that one before, Theron admitted.
There is some evidence to support the theory that the thousand-year-old Sith Emperor was merely a myth,
Nostaral explained, while going through a standard pre-flight check of their vessel.
It's possible that the Emperor is really just the strongest member of the Dark Council. When he or she dies, the next strongest secretly assumes that role, perpetuating the myth of an eternal, all-powerful being to keep the masses and other Sith Lords in line.
If that's the case, then why all the rumors that the Emperor is dead? Theron asked, cross-checking the instruments and readouts. Why hasn't one of them just stepped into his robes and made a quick public appearance?
The Dark Council, like the rest of the Empire, is in flux. There may be a disagreement among them as to who should be the next one to assume the Emperor's role. Or, the rumors could all be true, and the Emperor was actually an ancient being of unfathomable power who has recently disappeared, leaving his followers stumbling in his absence. Whatever the truth, I will one day find out. Knowledge is the key to stopping the Sith.
I thought taking out the Ascendant Spear was the key.
The spear is the key to defeating the Empire and putting a quick end to the Galactic War,
Nostaral clarified, raising his voice to be heard as he fired up the ship's engines.
But the Sith are another matter entirely. Even if the Empire falls, the followers of the Dark Side will continue to exist in hiding. That is why I have devoted myself to studying the Sith. I am determined to find a way to cleanse the galaxy of their corrupting influence, putting an end to the eternal struggle between the light and dark sides of the Force.
Okay. Hope that works out for you.
Theron could feel the seat beneath him adjusting as the force of their liftoff pressed him into his chair. The Prosperity's thrust was impressive.
You mock me. Did Master Zhou not speak to you of the Force and the battle between the forces of light and darkness?
He was more interested in teaching me the skills I needed to survive. I think he was expecting the instructors at the Jedi Academy to fill me in on that kind of stuff. But when I didn't show an affinity for the Force, they refused to take me.
The Force manifests itself in many ways. It flows through all living things. Not being a Jedi doesn't diminish your worth.
Never said it did,
Theron answered, a little more sharply than he intended.
I need to input our destination into the nav computer,
Nostaral said, perhaps sensing it was time to put an end to the conversation. Theron was all too happy to let the matter drop. In his few weeks at the Academy, he'd experienced enough of the unintentional but unmistakable self-righteous superiority of the Jedi to last a lifetime.
Could have been worse, Theron thought. At least he didn't ask me about my mother.
Once again, Theron wondered if the Keldor knew about Satil's secret shame. The rest of the trip passed in relative silence, both men retreating to inner contemplation as they went through the mundane routines of deep space travel. Theron actually appreciated the lack of conversation. It gave him time to mentally prepare for the coming mission. By the time they were halfway to Zyost, he'd successfully banished all thoughts of Jace and Satil, leaving his mind clear and focused.